headlines in the sports world has been a black coach named Deion Sanders. And he was coaching the last 3 years at a historically black college or university. It's called HBCU. And these colleges, black colleges, HBCUs, were created and founded on the premise that black people were not allowed to go to white schools at those times. So now they had to create their own schools, and they've still been around. Great. And in the sports world in particularly, the level of talent in HBCUs is not as good as the main schools. They call them the Power Fives, call them the mainstream schools, because obviously of money reasons. But Deion Sanders, a black coach, former NFL player, ended up going to one of these schools, Jackson University, and became a head coach there. And he recruited a lot of talent based on his name, based on his notoriety, based on what he was able to do. And as of the end of the third year, they ended up being undefeated. Won the championship, did all these personal accolades there. And now a big school came, a non-HBCU school came, which was Colorado, and offered him a lot of money. And I don't knock him for that. I think that's what we all do when we work, right? But you would think that he would get the support because of what he did at the HBCU college for the football program, for notoriety, being able to get kids. But no, the lashback has been from the black community and minorities and people that promote black empowerment is that no, you know, we don't like that move. How dare you leave the HBCU? You talked as if you were going to go ahead and stay there forever and show the world that HBCUs can be considered with the Power Fives, with the Notre Dames, with the Floridas, with the Alabamas. And I, you know, my disappointment in that, it's always been this. It's that in the black community, I think black and brown communities in particular, you have a level of what I call crabs in a barrel mentality. There's a level of self-hatred that is, if you try to level up, and leveling up in the United States is being around white schools, in his case, being around schools that are not funded or are not heavily indoctrinated in black culture, then you're a sellout. You're a fucking sellout because it was all about the money at the end of the day. That's how some people see it. But he said something in his press conference that I felt was very accurate and resonated with me, which was, hey, I'm not leaving black people. I'm leaving Jackson University. He always understands his influence. He said his calling is to help young men, help young black men. And even with that message, even with that mindset, even with that being part of his constitution, society is pissing on him because he left a historically black college university. Wow. And when I see things like that, it always reminds me of the conversations I have with friends about minorities, about blacks. And even though technically I'm not black, I have African DNA in me. I grew up Hispanic, right? But my lineage has some African roots in it. So, yeah, and I look kind of black sometimes to people. And it's a weird thing because people don't, the moment you sound American, the moment you sound articulate, but you look like a black person, guess what? There's always somebody black, always somebody brown that's gonna say, man, like, you know, you're trying to sound white. Man, you sound white. You speak so well. All these different things that it drives a wedge, because from the perspective of mine and many other people, like the Candace Owens and the Byron Donalds and even country ass Herschel Walker running for a seat in the Georgia, I think he's running for like a representative of Georgia over in Washington. And this guy's country black guy, former running back. And he says some really stupid stuff where you're saying to yourself, I don't know. You know, but we seem, people like that seem to the black people and Deion Sanders pandering to the white establishment. And I hate getting into these race conversations, but unfortunately, the self-hatred and the level of disappointment that black people and people of color feel when one of their own goes and does something and is assimilating to being in a white institution, or as I would say, American institution, it's something that's very bothersome. Because when you're trying to move up, when you're trying to learn about the way of the world, when you're trying to be a better person, unfortunately for you black people and brown people, we have to assimilate with white people. We have to assimilate because guess what? It is American culture. That's the thing that I love about Europe. In my travels to the Netherlands, in my travels to Germany, is that the establishment of the country and the culture trumps all. So when I'm there, whether I'm white, whether I'm Asian, whether I'm black, whatever race I'm in, if you go into Germany, you got to act like the Germans do, because you have a history there that's way longer than the United States. You have a culture there that's been ingrained for a very long time. And there's nobody like myself or any other that has to go in there and say, it's about me. You got to adapt to my Puerto Rican heritage. They're going to look at me like, what? Get the fuck out of here. In the United States, we don't have that. In the United States, it's like, okay, your Puerto Rican culture, we're going to give you a month. We're going to celebrate your roots. So we have this welcoming of all the cultures and other walks of life, but they're trying to indoctrinate their culture onto American culture, which is predominantly white. Believe it or not, our population in the United States is mostly white. Our government, federal government level, it's mostly white. I'm not saying that it may change in the future, but I'm going with what it is right now. So I'm not saying that we should kiss ass to white people. We should ask them to be understanding of other people's walks of life and be sensitive, right? But they also don't have to be Puerto Rican. They also don't have to be black and go to the cookout. They could be just fine where they're at. And with Deion Sanders doing what he did and leveling up, because when you're in coaching, you either get fired or you get elevated to a new coaching position or something bigger and better. College coaches, they're at the top. Guess what? They're always thinking about going to the NFL. Just the way it is. It's progression. Job, career, opportunities. When you're doing good, guess what? Everyone wants to have you be part of that. But black people, for sometimes, they just, especially when you go from something that's deeply rooted in black culture and you go somewhere else, you're a sellout, you're a coon, you're all these superlatives that at the end of the day, like he said, he wakes up every day knowing he's a black person. Just like I wake up in every day and say, hey, I'm a person of color. I can't hide from that. You know, should I try to act black? Should I go ahead and get tattoos? Should I go ahead and get my hip-hop vernacular up and talk that way and walk sideways and all these different things just to appease black people or to appease Spanish people? I had a person come over my house and they had to get something done here. And they were talking to me in English, but I told them, hey, I speak Spanish, you know, it's all good. And he tells me, oh man, I couldn't tell. You sound American. And I'm saying to myself, well, fucking yeah, duh. I fucking, most of my life, I grew up in the States. So what do you expect? It's like this. Yeah, I acknowledge my trace. I am American from Hispanic descent. But at the end, I'm American. I always tell that to my daughter. You're American. You speak English. That's it. We're not going to do this whole thing trying to pander to your culture, to this culture, that. We live in America, man. And it's not to say that we're ashamed of where we came from. I'm not ashamed of my background. I'm not ashamed from where we're at. But if you live in America, if you pay taxes in America, and you work in America, and your family is being raised in America, guess what? You're an American. And you got to take the racism. You got to take the ghetto. You got to take all of it like I do. You got to embrace it all. But when it comes to elevating, when it comes to being in a better position, unfortunately, as you go higher and higher in that advancement, you're going to see fewer and fewer people of color. That's the sad reality of how life is right now. And I was talking to somebody about that. We were talking about they were telling me about how they felt that the common trend with some of the people that the black people out in the news outlets and media that are non-conforming to pro-black or spewing things that many blacks would consider as being a coon are educated. And I said to him, yeah, I mean, that's what's going to happen. And I explained to him from my personal experience, this is what happens. You grow up in a world in a very lower socioeconomic environment. And in that world, you don't have the influence or the exposure to the other avenues of America. You're just stuck living with a schizophrenic uncle, another relative that's in prison in and out, your mom in welfare, your grandmother never having nothing, you know, like you growing around people that don't have anything of value to give when it comes to education and life. And then all of a sudden, when you go to college, holy shit, you learn about real estate, you learn about stocks, you learn about companies. These folks expose you to their world of, okay, this is how you do it in America. And then I'm saying to myself, holy shit, so we don't have to go to the army. Oh shit, we don't have to work a government job. Because that's always the complaint or the trend in when you grow up poor. It's like the ticket out is school. They don't even know what you should do. And they also tell you the ticket is going to the army, working a federal job. If I was to say I worked in the post office for 25 years, wow, I have some proud parents. Because they can tell to their friends and family, my son worked a government job all his life. And that's like a status. How sad is that? But they have no idea of how to start an LLC. They have no idea about the vehicles of investments. They have no idea about all these other things that are available to me and to many other people that we just don't know about. And I tell them that exposure to different walks of life, exposure to all these things is very important. That's what I try to tell my daughter all the time. I try to talk to her all the time about the importance of money. These are the vehicles you have to take. I'm letting her know, even though she doesn't have any interest in it, because no one taught me those things. And I always tell people this all the time. And my friend agreed when I was telling him. He's like, the only thing I would have done different in my life would have been when I got to college, I would have gotten a real estate license. Because by the time I would have graduated, I would have had already a couple of investment properties. I would have had some things already lined up because I didn't know about these investment vehicles until later on in life, until mid to late 20s. And that's the thing, that when it comes to the black community and you see people that are moving up and you're having to move out of the ghetto because it's a self-hatred, they're hypnotized by jealousy. They're hypnotized by your success in a negative way where there's jealousy. And they look at you like, oh, you're trying to be white. You're not trying to be one of us, man. You're trying to be a coon. You're fucking Uncle Tom. And I always tell this to people in my circle, and I'll leave it with this, that when it comes to things that people have done the most for me, has been white people. Hasn't been black people. Hasn't been Spanish people. If anything, black people and Spanish people have been full of jealousy, have been full of judgment, have been full of shitting on your dreams and not being supportive. And white people are like, okay, you know, you could do it, but this is the path you got to do if you're trying to do that. They don't really necessarily kick it down. They tell you, this is the path. You know, you may not make it, but if you're trying to go that way, that's the way you're trying to go. And that's the way I talk to my daughter. It's like, you want to be that? Okay. You got to put in work. You got to put in time. You got to learn. You got to be obsessed with it. You got to have a passion for it. Meaning you can't quit when the going gets tough in the theater and you don't like the dancing because it's too much work. That's part of it. You have to learn all that shit. And I think for her, and just trying, not for her, but just for the race and the culture in general, I feel that whenever you're a person of color and you're trying to be in a better place and you're trying to speak properly like I do and you're trying to assimilate to American culture, because at the end, you're an American. And unfortunately, it's white America that has created the laws and regulations of this country. That's the reality, okay? Women weren't involved of any kind, and black people and minorities weren't involved when the Constitution was created. I don't care. It's nothing I can do about it. And we're in a culture now, woke culture, in which there's a overcorrection with people, overcorrection with trying to the minority be heard and understood. But again, I told you the stats. Half of this country, or at least more than half, is white. A little bit of black, a little bit of Spanish, and most people in the federal government are white. So you have to understand their perspective too. And sometimes you have to dive into that perspective. You have to try to understand white culture. You have to understand why they can be naive or not understanding of their ways, right? And you can correct them. And I think through open dialogue, you can have a level of sympathy from them. Because the way they see it a lot of times with black people, it's like, man, they're just always complaining. They're always not trying to do their part. It's like they're always trying to find scams, right? Even within their own black community, there's a level of skepticism when we see others trying to help us, right? Like if you go to Miami, it's the scam capital of the world. Someone's trying to tell you something is too good to be true. Guess what? It's probably us. Like that, it's the only race and background and culture and that we have where it's scamming each other, where it's a self-hatred, where it's this level. And I don't have self-hatred because I love who I am. But I have hatred towards the culture that when you're trying to progress and trying to lift yourself up and trying to find answers that are not found in the black community, that are not found in the Spanish community, you find them in a white community, which is American, by the way. You're an American and you learn and you see these things work and you see these things are being beneficial to your success, where you're able to have a family and you're able to provide for your family. And then somehow you're trying to shit on it?
Sure.
Are there people that are racist? Absolutely. But you know what? I bet you more times than not, there's going to be people that are willing to help you if you're willing to help yourself. And that's the part that a lot of these people in these minorities in these lower socioeconomic places, it's like they don't understand that. They want, if they'll see, want to see you succeed if you're helping yourself. But if you're sitting there acting entitled, acting like a victim, they're gonna just go ahead and turn away and do you. But unfortunately, that's not understood. And we're gonna have this problem. And I think that's where going to Europe, I'll assimilate to European culture, because you know what? Everyone's fucking doing it. No one's pushing back. It's like everyone's falling in line with whatever the fuck's going on. Hey, you live in Abu Dhabi or Qatar and you want to wear a gay shirt? Guess what? You can't wear a gay shirt. You can't. That you don't like it, then don't live there. That's their rules. It's not woke culture. You know, it's like if you don't like it, go to America and complain. That's the only place where it's allowed. Where the people that are marginalized, the people that are the minority, including myself, you have to fall in line with what the culture is. I don't like meatloaf, but sure, I'll have some. 4th of July. I mean, I know the independence from British. I wasn't any part of that. My ancestors were shackled somewhere. But yeah, this is what happens. But that's not, we're not in the past, we're in the present. And right now, we all have an opportunity to be better, to lift ourselves up. And with Deion Sanders just saying, hey, I want to move up and be able to provide for these black athletes, all these kids, he said all of them. It's like, I should not be shamed for that. Because in my opinion, maybe, just maybe, if the HBCUs provided better funding, if the HBCUs provided better facilities, if the HBCUs, whatever things that were lacking that made Deion Sanders, or more money, made Deion Sanders, the coach, go to Colorado, it shouldn't be shitting on the person for moving on up. You should self-reflect and say, okay, what can we do? Let's fucking unite. Let's fucking unite. Let's reach out to black celebrities. Let's have them be a part of this. Help support historically black college universities so that we, in the future, we can keep coaches like Deion Sanders, so we can keep things in a place and compete. But when you're sitting there and complaining, and you're sitting there telling people that are black to help, help the institution that I help, notoriety, move on to bigger and better things that unfortunately are not tied to black history, but it's tied to American history. We got to salute. We got to let them be successful. And as long as he's not pushing black people down, and as long as he's trying to promote and help people of color in his position, fuck, man. Why not? That's how we all get up, man. That's how we all move to better places. But the ignorant, but the people that are pro-black and have this disdain for the white man because something has happened in their life that the white man has been a part of, or their family has been a part of, the oppression from the white man. Oh, it's a goodness. You're 2022. Give it time. This ain't my body. Just look me in my eyes, man. Oh, you killing me softly. Now I'm in the class, I'm off key.